Today we're talking about the elements of hip hop in this episode.
Welcome to Jump in the Turnstile. I'm just about
I'm Timmy Taco.
And I'm Sean Enough.
Yeah, he's back, he's back.
Welcome back, mate.
It's great to be back.
The beard's looking thick.
Yep, that's probably the biggest evolution since I've seen you last.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I'm feeling at least 98.9% less beardy.
Yeah, you just got a little chin wagger.
Mine comes out patchy. You look like a lumberjack.
That goatee you've got there.
Yeah, I just trimmed it yesterday.
Yeah, I would pretty much get rid of that.
None taken. God bless you.
Yeah, is that the itchy stage?
No. I don't like the skin chin.
Skin chin?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a free face.
Free face in it.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Beards are weird, aren't they?
Mm. Well, they are weird when you try and film a film clip.
Oh, that's right.
So we've got to go back to a film clip that we started ages ago. And at the start of the film clip, he's got clean face. At the end of the film clip, he's got beard face.
So it's sort of like that Henry Cavill as Superman, where he had to do reshoots and he'd grown a moustache for Bond. And
very similar.
And what they do?
They green screened his mouth, and it looks terrible.
They green screened his mouth.
It's like the worst special effect I've ever seen.
Okay.
Yeah. The people out there will know what I'm talking about.
The Bond film was either paying more, or they had better lawyers.
Yeah, well, they had better lawyers. Like, you're not shaving your mo, mate.
Not for Superman, not for nobody.
Not for nobody.
There you go. It's funny, though, about that clip is that because we only decided to refilm the clip because we had the existing footage. Mm. And Timmy looked at it and he goes, I've got this footage. We should finish this project. And now it turns out that we're going to have to refilm everything because I have a beard.
Mm. Yeah, unless
Have the shave.
Yeah, well, we do... Like you shave.
He's gonna have to speak to my lawyers.
You shave backwards, and then we film you like cutting it a bit and cutting it a bit, and then you know,
fair enough.
I mean, or you look at yourself in the mirror and it's like it's growing in before your last verse. I don't know.
No one cares.
It's pretty hard.
No one cares.
I tell you what, when
you
I
think they'd even notice, they probably won't even get to the last verse of the bloody song. Usually on a video.
I reckon you've got enough technology in analog and digital in this studio that when you come in here, it's like stepping into the bloody 80s, I swear to God. We've got tape decks, we've got VCRs, we've got keyboards, we've got what's that controlled manual panel deck?
It's a mixer.
A mixer. You've got all vinyls, you've got Star Wars posters everywhere.
It's just fitting. I started trading it to some new gym doing a combat sport, and the gym itself, it looks like it hasn't been updated since the 80s. Yeah. And I went in there to train this morning, and they had MTV playing hits from the 80s. Yeah. And I was straight back in time. And then to hear
MTV,
yeah, you know, the only thing that's different is that is now we have AI.
Mm.
The only combat sport I'd like to train in is chairati.
Chairati,
you just get to sit. And then sometimes you sit on the chair backwards.
I think that's a Steven Seagal move now, isn't it?
He's chair-arty.
A big fat bombada.
Yeah, I've seen him. What's he called? Aikido or something?
Yeah, Aikido.
The jury's still out on whether that's real or not.
Yeah, it's not real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Energy Masters?
When they just go, hoshoy! With their Hadouken leap, but nothing comes out.
And it's like they've got an entire class of people that are in on it.
Yeah, you need a cult. Yeah. You need to be in a cult.
It's up there with the evangelists must have trained in that art.
Oh, that's a good one.
Be gone, Satan.
Yeah.
And you're healed.
Yeah.
I think you need a beard if you're running a cult. But if you're running a church, I think clean skin, free face.
Mm.
You need to be well shorn enough.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You need to be shorn enough.
That's not soon enough.
So we're sitting on the couch and we're like, yep, I think I'm finally ready to watch the Olympics.
Mm.
It's over, Dad. It finished 3 days ago.
Good.
I didn't get to see
it. I did the same thing. I didn't watch any of it.
No.
And I was sitting down with the family watching one of the events, and they were like, oh, this is the closing ceremonies on tonight. And I felt a little bit sad that I'd missed it.
Nah, Satan worshipping bloody globalists.
It really is, isn't it? The whole thing's a psyop.
Yeah.
The whole thing's a psyop.
We watched some bloody highlights after that. We just said, well, let's watch the best of the best and fuck the rest.
Mm.
And all the chairs were empty.
Yeah.
In the,
They've lost billions.
Grandstands.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's no one was there.
Nah.
They fill it in with AI, I reckon. They should anyway.
They should.
Yeah, the Aussie breakdown. So let's start with that.
Clearly, you're going to participate in the psyop that is the Aussie breakdance.
Clearly a psyop. Clearly, she doesn't know how to break dance. Mm. She's
lots,
got
lots of floor work, but not the right kind.
To be a breakdancer, like it's the one of the five elements of hip hop, isn't it? You need to know
five?
Breaking. Is it four? Breaking.
Yeah, let's break it down.
Okay. Graffiti.
Correct.
Yep.
You've got breaking. Breakdancing.
Okay. Yeah, breakdancing.
Another one, yep.
You got rip rappering.
Rappering, yep.
Yep.
Shoes?
And
nah.
Turntablism.
Turntablism.
Yes.
I don't know how I missed that one.
Yep.
What's this mystery fifth one you talk about?
I'm not sure. The vibe?
Well, you need to be able to hit the pads.
Yeah.
You need to do that MPC action.
Does fashion fit in there?
I think so.
Yeah, probably.
But is it one of the, it's not one of the elements, though, is it?
Well, you can't rock up to do your breakdancing in jeans and a flanny.
Do
you know what? I beg to differ.
Mm.
When okay. I started my rapping prowess, it was my thing to wear jeans and flannies from Coles.
Gotcha.
Yep.
It's very manly.
I used to wear flannies that I used to get from Moe Coles. Just... because I thought that was
good,
like
patterns.
Culturally sound.
Yeah. I'm all about them.
I didn't go out of my way to Maui to get them deliberately. Just... I dated a girl out that way and it just all happened, culminated at the same time.
But she'd pick up the flannies for you?
No, I'd get them while I was out there.
Oh, when you were right.
$10.
So is Maui the bush or is that the desert?
It's close to the bush.
Okay, so you go out the bush to get some bush.
It's a desolate wasteland, but it's not quite the desert.
According to Google search, the elements of hip hop, there's 9 here.
Wow.
And it says 10 more. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
Graffiti. DJ. Ing. MC. Ing. Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Talk about that. Beatboxing.
Yeah, okay. I'll pay that.
Yep.
B-boying.
Isn't that B-boying
breaking.
Like
breaking.
Technically like... Yeah. umbrella statement of all of them.
Well, this list goes b-boying, break dancing,
b-boying.
And breaking.
Yeah, like how do you be a b-boy without breaking?
I mean, how do you be an MCing without the rapping?
Well, that's a very
what
good
else
point.
Is there?
Fashion's in there.
That's DJ fashion. Fashion, the look.
If this was Family Feud, your family would be winning, Jez.
Yeah, right.
We asked 100 people what the elements of hip hop were.
History.
Yeah, isn't that knowledge?
That's knowledge.
And then street entrepreneurialism.
Isn't MCing spelt with an E the same as MCing, which is just M and C?
Yes, it is. MCing. That's the doing of. Oh no, that's MCing too.
Street entrepreneurialism. Isn't that dealing drugs?
That's drug dealing. It's like standing on the corner. This is so hip-hop right now. Yeah. And, of course, the classic overall delivery of those drugs, I would say. Just the overall delivery.
I think we can cut them down to 5 elements.
We could too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just quickly on this in regards to the Australian breakdancer. I don't know if this is real. I haven't done any research into it, but this is what it said on Telegram.
Yep.
If you don't know who her husband is, look him up. His name is Samuel Free. He was the judge in the qualifying contest she won. Also, the coach of the national team and the team selector. She didn't get a run on merit. She got a taxpayer fund holiday through pure entitlement and expenses of other athletes who had done much better.
Mm. Mm. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And that proves it.
Yeah. That's who you're sleeping with. I think, more to the point.
That's a really interesting thing that happened there. And I guess everyone has a right to be interested in it and talking about it. But I just think that there's something more to it than just a little bit of collusion.
Something's off about it.
There's just too much focus and attention given to this really silly thing.
Well, surely someone must have known, like, oh, she's terrible.
Yeah.
She's terrible. Like
with the DMC, the DJ comps,
you
can win your ticket to the main comps, but then you got to audition when you get there.
Mm.
So you get there And they just go, show us your act. And they go, nah, you didn't get in.
Huh. Show us your tips.
Yeah.
Is that one of the elements?
Show us your tips.
I just find these things that anything that's on a global stage or a really large stage that you just think, how did that happen? Like, how did all the conditions come together for something like that to happen? It's usually because it was meant to happen.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Is that the only fantastical sport, quote unquote, that they added?
Oh, it was an exhibition. Exhibition this year was breakdancing. It's not in there forever.
Yeah.
But maybe that's a part of it, like you're saying. It's a bigger picture where she's going, right, we got to take this down a notch because a lot of people might not think breakdancing is a sport. It's more of a hobby, more of a dance, like ballroom dancing.
Mm.
You don't see that in the Olympics, do you?
No, maybe next year.
I tell you what, her outfit, her fashion looked like a bowls, green bowls.
Definitely. Yeah. I wouldn't mind trying to get into the Olympics for a bit of street entrepreneurialism.
Right.
Yeah. What are the heats for that?
There's running, but it's drug running.
Yeah, but there's also handing out CDs of your demo. That's another one.
Well, one of the, I think it was Australian hockey, you got busted over there trying to get a baggie.
Oh, really?
A bag of cokies. Oh, really? Yeah.
After the event?
I think after he'd been knocked out.
Have at it.
Yeah,
good luck.
You're on a holiday.
Oh, you've been training for God knows how long.
I don't know if you want to go by off the streets when there's,
so many
cops
walking around.
Yeah,
that's true.
You need to get your coach.
Your entrepreneurialism up.
Yeah.
That's what you need. You need your skill sets.
Sorry to interrupt, guys.
Mm. Please do.
Do I sound all right?
Or am
I?
Sound velvety.
All right, good.
Magnificent. Yeah. It's great. It's got these. One of those official mics from the that you see all their mother's podcasts and whatnot.
I got this.
I mean, the stand, there's a lot to be desired. But
yeah. Sorry, that's a cutout. I just wanted to make sure before we went.
Nah, he's not going to edit. I can guarantee you. Don't say anything that you're going to regret.
Well, funny thing you say about the mics then is that I saw a little thing about it that they're a good mic, dynamic mic for close range vocals and dialogue, but apparently they're so popular because the people that make them contacted all the popular podcasts and gave them to them at a basement rate. Mm. And so anywhere, when you watch a popular podcast, you're like, oh, they're using that mic. And it was just basic marketing.
Big microphone.
Big mic.
Yeah. Big mic.
How do you spell mic? Mick.
M-I-C.
And then how do you spell mic as in microphone?
M-I-C.
Yeah. What's with that?
I don't know.
Punters?
That's right. And if you really break it down.
That's the 10th element of hip hop.
Well, it just means small phone, doesn't it? And it's not really. Does that make sense?
What does that mean?
Like microphone?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
A small phone.
Yeah. Tiny phone.
You know?
Mm.
I think they're getting bigger.
And most phones are smaller than microphones these days. So.
Mm. Oh, you get the large ones that flip on open and,
Yeah. They obviously made that name before the 80s.
Hmm.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Which one would you say you're the most... I would say you're a turntablist, I would say.
Of the elements.
Of the elements.
Yeah, I'm a DJ-ing.
Mm. Sean, you'd be an MC, wouldn't you?
I guess so.
But I'm an MC in that I'm the master of ceremonies rather than a... Like, I'll do the intros and the outros. But I'm not doing any of the rappos.
No.
It's like out of all these elements... Where's the guy making the beats?
Production. That's very important.
Where is it?
Beat making.
Where is it?
It's not there.
Speed boxing.
Yeah, right. That's right. So they've stretched it out to 10 elements. They've repeated most of them twice, but haven't added production.
There's another one here. Pathos. Pathos. Audience appeal.
Oh, there you go. There's your master of ceremonies.
Yeah, that's me.
Yep.
Yeah, it's being at what? Is that crowd control?
Yeah. No, that's the Lenny Kravitz. When you rip your pants and...
Tell you what, I'm a bit stiff, boys, after... Ooh, I've just come...
See
come
that. From, did you do your flyer?
He's doing the Lenny Kravitz.
A big day on the tools, well, the last couple of months.
Mm.
And I found... Would you believe it? I know you do, because I told you. I found $25 in the dirt today.
Mm.
That's a win.
Yeah. So the back of... doing a fence that backs onto Wheeler's Hill Shopping Centre.
Mm.
And over the years, I guess the the wind. It's like a wind tunnel, and it's just been pushing it towards the fence.
Oh, you reckon it's the window, the wind?
Yeah, because it's like I dug down, and it's layer upon layer of Tim Tam wrappers. You got Kit Kats, you got like yogurt, you got like, and it's just thick, like laden with plastic. So
parking lot trash.
Yeah, and then maybe the leaves blow on top, and then a little bit of dirt, a little grass, a little dirt, a little grass, and lo and behold, pulled out bloody $25. So
that's a good find.
So yeah, yeah.
Because we found $5 down the creek.
Yeah, when we're cleaning it up,
mm.
doing a bit of a picking up rubbish day, and he found $5.
Yeah, found $5.
What have you? What have you found out there?
Well, that should be inspiring to get people out there picking up rubbish. You never know what you might find.
Sure. Look, it is hard rubbish season. Mm. Any tributes, anything worthwhile yet?
When I was at a music festival, after it had finished, I was walking around and I found this rather small spoon with a little crown on top. Mm. I mean, I'm not sure what it was used to consume.
Heroin. Guaranteed.
A tiny little spoon like a garden gnome uses for yogurt.
For a little king.
I used to, as soon as sunrise at the raves, back in the rave days, I would do a quick scooch around the rim of the wherever people were sitting, you know, in the tents or whatever.
Yeah.
You're guaranteed to find a camera, a wallet, cash,
dead body,
other.
Always a little bit of fried halloumi.
Always look down.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
And up.
Do
look up because I just downloaded this bloody app.
Totally, just disagree with everything Sean says. You prick.
Oh no, yes, and I got this. Make sure you look up app. It's called Enigma, and it works on the old Google Earth kind of. Stats.
Mm.
I was going to say allow once because I don't want to get notifications. But what it does is it shows us where we are and all the UFO sightings that are around, that have been around us.
Very cool.
Skip that. Should we have a look at one?
Yeah, let's move into
UFOs. Do we get crop circles in Australia?
Yeah,
good question.
I've been asking that question actually because that's one of my go-to places.
Yeah, yeah. They get in the UK.
Have you seen how they're formed?
I think I've watched a documentary.
Orbs. Yeah.
Right.
Well, apart from the guys that are squishing it out.
Yeah.
You know, with a board and that's bullshit. You can't get those geometric, sacred geometry
that's
in
funny.
The middle of the night.
I followed an Instagram page where they, it's a crop circle Instagram page, and they had heaps of pictures of it, and recently I saw, and I only followed it recently, and then recently they posted one of these pictures, and they were just slandering it as, you know, as pure plagiarism. They're just like, this joke of crop circle and the people, and I was just thought it was so funny that they were so emotionally attached to the ones that they deemed as legitimate, but the ones that weren't, they didn't like it all.
No. Yeah, it's interesting. No, there's plenty of shit in the sky that we don't know about. So I'm down for some crop circles.
Absolutely.
Huntingdale Road.
Yeah.
In Oakley.
When was that?
That was May the 18th, 2024.
Recently.
Shit, very recently.
It's right next to my house, Tim.
Lasted for 1 minute.
1 minute.
A disc. And you get to type in your description.
All right.
I was coming home after work. I saw some lights in the sky, but it's glow like rainbow colours. I'm not sure if this is UFO smiley face.
Who knows? I'll tell you one thing that happened that I haven't mentioned too much because I just about forgot about it. You know, one of these things that was defied explanation so significantly that you kind of just write it off.
Mm.
It's no point. Remunerating over it
because you're never going to find the answer.
That's true. So you sort of can't quantify it.
No one's going to believe you.
Yeah,
you didn't have any evidence.
So I walked. A mate came over for a couple of beers and he was walking. I was like, I'll walk my dog. It was late, walk you halfway home.
How romantic.
And it was quite late one weekend and streets are empty, dead quiet. Walked out the front of my house and it was a cloudy night. and the entire sky was not localized like a lightning. The entire sky flashed bright green. The whole landscape turned from night to day, and it happened twice.
It's been happening a lot lately with the green laser scanning.
Right.
Scanning the ground. Was it just like a full, like, now it's green, everything's bright, or was it like a laser?
No, it was instant. But the one thing that made it undescribable was how it was not localized. I couldn't place it to it was just everything. The scale of it is what was...
Did your mate see it? Or did
you? Yeah, we both saw it. And one happened, and then it was a short, you know, maybe 30 seconds, then another one happened again.
Yeah.
And that was it.
I'm just trying to find one that's sort of like in your hood to see if anybody had reported that.
Yeah.
Doesn't look...
Big like flash of green light.
Yeah.
I can't type in specifically. It doesn't have a search, which is unfortunate, because I think that's what this needs. So you can say, oh, I saw this, and they go, oh, 58 other people saw it and reported it.
Well, do you think we're ever going to get any answers?
We do. That's what we need. We just need some answers.
I think that's what this is all about.
I think they come from within and not from far out.
Well, it's an interesting point that you make, because my observations of the universe, as we know it more recently, are that it is more of a within thing than it is an outer thing. Like, it's hard to explain, but see the softened desktop that Tim's got there, which has got hexagons. Sure. It's a hexagonal lattice.
Yeah. Sure. Like a beehive.
Imagine that your entire projection of this dimensional reality actually lays upon a hexagonal lattice that only extends within a torus field within about 6 feet of your own projection from the electromagnetic projection from your heart chakra.
Gotcha.
And so, like, the...
I'm imagining. I got it. Yet.
The entire story, even the depth of perception and the linearness of time is actually an illusion that we use to narrate our experience. It's how we
And would you say everyone has their own hexagonal matrix?
Yes.
So obviously ours are interacting, like now.
Yes.
We're saying, well, we're not even seeing the same thing, are we? Because I don't know what you're looking like.
No.
How your perception...
So it is true. I think it's a paradox. And I think, like, say...
I think we've lost Tim.
No, I'm trying to find a good one.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, I think it's a paradox in that everyone does have one. Everyone is creating the singular consciousness of reality at the same time. So this is a paradox that yours is the only one.
Mm.
You are Christ and Satan at once.
Yes.
You are the Eggman.
I've been called worse.
You are the walrus.
Yeah.
And, but, so
I am the center of the universe.
So we are one of many, but there is only one. And that's the paradox. You know, it's sort of like religions are like one will say Christ is God, and one will say Christ was a prophet but not God. Well, both are true, paradoxically.
Mm.
And so, you know, with it going back to the thing, are aliens within or without? Like, it's the same. Both are true.
I don't think it's aliens. Possibly. I don't think it's aliens. I think it's old us, or offshoot of us that live in the ocean or the hollow earth, like, or possibly just beyond the ice wall where the rest of the land is, because I think the earth is a lot bigger than what they're making out.
And flatter.
Are they time travel? Flatter.
Time travel. I don't know about time travel. I think they just... Well, maybe they're just skipping from one of the hexagons to the next.
Possibly.
I think maybe we're one of many realms.
Yes.
Interconnected only by some sort of Stargate.
Possibly. Or it's DARPA.
DARPA?
Military technology.
What does that stand for?
And they're having a...
What does it stand for? You said I've read a book on it.
So they're taking the piss out of us.
Yeah.
They've just been flying these things around for 50, 60 years. Well, it's thousands of years. The Romans have, you know, talked about big flashing lights in the sky and this, that, and the other. It's on Romans, right? Watching a Roman a series or whatever. Mm. For those who are about to die. Very bloody. Mm. Every time I watch a Roman show, right, it's always bloody. Stabby and incest and, you know, the lions and the Colosseums and everyone's getting their bloody limbs cut off and whatnot. It's so fucking serious.
When did they wrap that shtick up?
The fall of Rome.
Around the time of the Hague Convention of War. Before they had a convention of war. Like, I was talking about this as the trainer the other night. And he was sort of talking about how to have this mentality that they used to have in the ancient battles, which was basically like when you go into battle and you go into an enemy's location and you cause a ruckus, you basically kill everybody. You don't just kill the soldiers, you kill the women and children, because the mentality would be that
come back for revenge.
They would raise the sun to seek revenge and they would come back and kill you, kind of thing. But now with the Hague Conventions of War, you're not allowed to do that sort of stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
So,
well, look, with the Rome thing, I just think history is everything about it's a complete lie. And the way they talk about Rome, I think there's room for a TV series or something that shows possibly the good side of Rome and the Romans. Like the
aqueducts.
Surely humour has come from somewhere. Like the grandiose buildings that they were supposedly building, like the Colosseums and the aqueducts and the, litany of buildings. They must have had at least a sense of humour.
Yeah, with graffiti, like Caesar was a dicus.
Yeah. Bicus dicus. Is there room for a TV show? Maybe it's a comedy-based Roman sort of show. Does it have to be so... Oh, this fucking... Everyone's about to die. Oh, every episode. Touts, orgies, the vomitoriums, then the killings. And I was like, I think that life must have been a little bit better than that.
And there's a bit of humour in it. There was group toilets, you know, to sit across from the other dude in the...
Having a crap
in the old...
Didn't they debunk the vomitoriums?
Is it?
I just don't think that people shat back in the day. Honestly.
You get these... Well, we're watching all these chateau remakes and rebuilds and stuff. You never see the bloody toilets.
Never.
Have you seen the castles that the early day plumbing, which was basically a little tunnel that went down the side of the building, and then people had to dig out the trenches where it all landed at the bottom of the building? Defence Advanced Research Projects is DARPA.
Oh, DARPA, right.
Okay. But
I think shitting is a new thing. Well, when they're talking about the kings and the queens that they were in their castles, let's call the whole thing off. And it's like, they had shit buckets and they were shitting in hallways and they were shitting and shitting and shitting. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Mm.
Oh, and they just invented the... Thomas Crapo invented the toilet in 16 seconds.
No.
I reckon... you say shitting's a new thing. I reckon shitting's an old thing. You know, sometimes I just think like... You know, you've got the shitting and you got the toilet paper and you're thinking just like, who thought of this? You look like no other animal's doing this. I mean, they're shitting, but, you know, like...
Who thought of the wipe?
They seem okay without that stuff, but I wouldn't be okay without that stuff.
I think once our diet changed, I think we had to start to wipe.
Yeah.
I think when you were like high fiber, high, you know, really good food, it was a shit and a break off. It just breaks off. You have a clench, just snap one off, and then you're clean and you're ready to go.
Do you think we always had these sphincter blocking glutes, or they're a new evolution from seats or something?
Mm.
Oh, you're talking about our asses.
Our asses.
Mm. I don't know, but we would have had a lot of piles sitting on all those rocks. Isn't that how you get piles?
I just think it's so, like, it's just done. It reminds me of like bidets.
Mm.
That's a funny concept, bidets. Mm. You're going to Japan soon. They've got they've got like robotic bidets that come out.
Yeah, have they got toilet paper over there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't just have to like deal with the squirts.
You got to be careful with that though, because I did one once, and I expected like a gentle caressing wash, and I got more of like a gurney straight up the middle.
Well, and then a hair dryer comes out and dries you up. Or? Hey,
some of them do have that, and they have rainforest music playing. You can do all sorts.
So you still need toilet if you have one in here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
You still need toilet paper or a rag, don't you?
Yeah, but not in all cases. Like you know, like in one of these Scandinavian countries where bidets are really popular, they have a saying which is it's
20% less
racist. It roughly translates to if you fell over and got feces on your face, would you just use a bit of paper to wipe it off, or would you use some water as well?
This is very true. You'd
probably use a bit of water.
You probably would, wouldn't you?
I think when I do go to the Japans and I use a bidet for the first time, I'm going to have to document it for the podcast.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely.
Yeah. Audio only, please.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to talk through the process?
Yes. Now, I've finished shitting and I'm pressing the button right now. Yeah. And here comes the hot water gurneying up my sphincter.
Yeah, I think I'll do a couple of really must goes while I'm over there.
Oh, absolutely.
So the Japans, that's coming up.
The Japans.
It's coming up pretty soon because I know their yen, is it yen?
Yeah.
It's going down.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're in some dire straits.
Is it really?
It's a dollar for a dollar.
Is it?
Pretty much.
But you get more for your dollar over there.
You get 1,000 yen equals a dollar over here.
So one for one.
I think that's what it is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty much one for one, give or take.
So a can of Coke's 2,000, 3,000 yen.
I guess so.
Yen?
Is it? I think you just drop two circles off the end. Yeah. Close to your price.
Okay.
That's easy. I think that's how it is.
That's easy.
Or one? I don't know. I'll work
it out. How much record shopping will you be partaking
in? All of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Apparently it's massive. Blunt paper, we get, massive over there.
We get 30 kilos each on the way back.
So the boy will be having some records in his carry-on.
I think everyone's going to.
Yep.
But we were debating whether to fill up a thing and then send it back. But we didn't want to lose all of our stuffings in one hit, just in case it never makes it.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
You can never trust them.
No. Because I did hear a rumour that their baggage handlers, you know how dodgy they can be.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Nathan Cavalieri.
Got me on my news.
Eric Clapton's guitar came through the packing bay, and they just opened it up, had a little play, passed it around, put it back in the case, and chucked it in the back.
You know, wouldn't you though?
Yes.
Yes, I would. So that's coming up soon.
Are you going over on one of the breeding visas that they've been talking about?
Breeding visas, you say?
Apparently, they've got a rapidly declining population, and now the Japanese government is considering offering breeding visas.
Mm. Okay, sign me up.
Yes.
Up and at 'em.
The slogan is, are you coming to Japan?
Sounds good.
A breeding visa.
Now, do you have to be a Japanese?
Well, I think that's funny because they do have strict immigration laws, basically, because, you know, they
keep the blood pure.
Yeah, like it's a cultural thing, and so I think it's. I don't know how it works.
I know how most of it works.
Isn't that just artificial insemination? Can't you just get a whole bunch of Japanese sperms?
It's by donation.
Yeah, by donation.
It's not a not a vending machine where you put the coin in and then you put the.
It's a turkey based decision.
It's a depository.
I'd do it for free.
Yeah.
Into a vending machine.
I love the vending machines over there. Obviously everyone
you'll
talks
love
about
these ones.
The superiority of their vending machines, but you can get a home cooked meal out of a vending machine.
Sure,
I intend to.
Yeah,
intend to.
Absolutely.
Hot burger. You can get a hot burger from a vending machine.
Yep, hot dog and chips.
It's taking away jobs, though. These vending machines. It really is.
It's creating a lot of vending machine jobs.
Yeah, yeah. Japan's already on their like seventh industrial revolution. Yeah, we're way behind.
I did watch that Shogun. I was saying that
Shogun.
Shogun. There are a bunch of angry, sort of
bloodthirsty
guys as well, according to the Netflix show.
Well, the new Assassin's Creed is set in the Japans, in ancient Japan, and they're talking about banning it because it's not historically, it's changing the history.
Really?
It's a bloody video game.
Really?
Bloody video game, boys.
I love it, though.
I want from Japan?
Yeah, what do you want me to bring you back?
I will have some of the sniffing panties, please, out of the vending machines.
Sniffing panties?
I looked everywhere. I couldn't find them.
I think it's nonsense. You can get them off, the TikTok.
Hard rubbish?
Yeah, hard rubbish.
Did you look hard enough?
What's that one? MySpace or my slut? My slut?
Sit on my face?
You can just call up and go, fart in these, please. Send them to me. Fart in a jar.
Yeah.
You find them in the car park trash against the fences.
Yeah. You would, actually.
$25. No, I'll take any kind of sort of Japanese bottle opener, maybe.
You don't want a consumable? You don't want some kind of fanciful lolly?
I'm off the lollies now. They break my teeth.
You don't want, like, if I saw something, I'm like, oh, Jezbot's going to love scoffing this in his gob.
Nah. I'll take a chip.
You'll take a chip?
I'll take a weird flavoured wasabi chip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yep.
Sean, what would you like?
I've got a real soft spot for Gundam models.
Okay. What's that? No. Oh, the robots.
Robots. Yeah, yeah.
Robots in disguise.
They're fascinating. Whoever designs them is insane.
I already had a plan to get you a Gundam.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I already had
a plan. You're going to go see that? Like,
they take. I mean, they're quite light, but they take up a bit of space.
Yeah, but
not that big boy. Yeah. That Gundam style one that's like 14 stories high and this.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The big robot,
big life size robot.
Yeah. I'd probably
I'll get you Gundam. I'll get you one of those little guys.
Little guys, yeah. I'd appreciate, you know.
How many?
You having a great time?
How many hours to Japan? Flight wise,
8.
Yes,
yeah, that
it. 7 or 8.
8.
Yeah,
it's nothing.
It's not far from the Baileys, is it?
No, it's not actually.
In terms of flying?
Off, like, to the right, though.
It's just a bit off skew, yeah.
Six of those hours of flying over bloody Australia, mate.
Sure is.
Yeah, true.
It's a big brown land. Massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bigger than what they're saying, probably.
Yeah. I'm not as keen to travel Australia, to be honest.
I'm not keen to travel at all. I don't want to get on planes, trains.
Automobiles.
I've got to do that, unfortunately.
Ships freak me out.
I'm not
a big ship fan.
No. I mean, even the Titanic story might be a load of shit, but still, I don't want to be out there on a ship. Like,
I can't see myself going to the Antarctica either.
No, they won't let you.
Oh, yeah, there's parts of it you can go to.
Maybe a bit, yeah.
I think
cove.
It's a bit gross. Is the only word I can really come up with at this present time.
Antarctica.
No, just the ship.
Oh, the
ship.
So
you're going from, you know, it's a petri dish.
Yeah.
If someone gets crook and they're like touching the door handles and they're going touching rails and sneezing on foods and
You don't want to go out there and get quarantined.
No.
Yeah.
I've heard AIDS spreads around those things like wildfire.
AIDS.
Depends on the cruise.
Yeah.
You got AIDS. And if you look to the left, there's Europe. And if you look in your pants, AIDS. You got it. We all got it.
I'm just going to go get that other disgusting beer out of your fridge, if that's all right.
How was that one?
This one? Blood orange wasn't too bad. Didn't
that,
really
are you
taste
getting
like
the other one.
Hmm?
Which there's one more.
There's another one in there. Yeah,
I haven't drunk it. It's the one that the AI made. Do you want to go?
I will.
Fetch
I'll
it?
Go get that.
AI made beer.
Yeah, let's
make the recipe.
Yeah, okay.
And the can and everything.
Oh, right.
Mm.
It's really the downfall, isn't it?
Could be.
It's really a downfall. I've been anti-AI. I used it the other day to write a bio.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know. But I've always been kind to the AI. I don't really use it, but yeah, people around me are like...
That's what Jezbot was saying. You always use please and thank yous because we're training it.
So yeah.
It's like, make me this, you fucking robot cunt.
And it's smart. Like, it knows our voices.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I reckon they say three times, I'll get it wrong, because it prompts you to give more description.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then it's like, it's learning. That's learning even more.
It's absolutely learning.
Well, I've got this beer right in front of me. Were you saying? Yeah, it's Dainton. Yeah. Dainton beer. It's called Machine Mind. The Machine Mind. AI generated IPA. 6.5%.
6.5%?
That's a heavy beer.
Yeah. So they put... So the AI spat out the recipe... Right, which they made it according to what the AI said.
Right.
And they got AI to design the can design.
Looks like it.
And it's called Machine Mind.
Machine Mind. Have they AI'd the hangover out of it?
We'll see.
From recipe to can, artwork, and even this blurb, every aspect of Machine Mind has been generated by artificial intelligence.
The robot.
Cheers to the future. No, you've just cheesed to losing your job, brewers and can designers.
Well, I'm going to have a little sippity-doo-dah because I have to.
You might have to pass it around.
Yeah. It's a good way to get AIDS.
Can't get it twice, Tim.
Yeah. How do you get?
I think the AI.
How do you get a can around your beards? That's what I want to know.
Wow.
You came in here eating soup before.
He goes nothing.
It's pasta.
But it's probably full of graphene oxide and nanotech.
How much hair do you guys eat?
A lot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously it
is. I need to go to the, have a shave.
What is it? It's a pale ale.
It's an IPA.
They am a Walmart.
Indian pale ale.
There you go. IPA.
That's all right.
It's not too bad.
It's just...
It's a beer.
Basically, if you put... Make me a beer. It's going to go, oh, no hops. Have you got a beer machine? Yeah, we've got a beer machine. Well, we're halfway there already.
Mm.
How does it make a beer? It's never tasted a beer.
True.
That's true. Yeah, see, the aftertaste tastes like it's never tasted a beer.
Mm. Tastes well, digital.
I've got the aftertaste of blood orange.
Ugh.
So... matches me beard. Yeah, I find, just back on beard talk, I find I get a lot more respect the longer my beard gets.
Really?
Yeah.
You get respect off other bearded folk.
Yes, for sure.
You know, nice beard.
Oh, is there a beard nod?
Yeah. You walk past a dude with a beard and go...
Do you do the old stroke?
A lot of the times, if it's an inferior beard, you just go...
Gotcha.
Keep growing, boy wonder.
I'm just happy.
Why are you looking at me?
To be able to grow a beard, because I thought I never could. I don't know what prompted me to start doing it in the first place.
Yeah.
But
so this is like it really kicked in, what, 5 years ago? Your beard action?
Nah, not even. Not right. even. No, it's only been 2 years max.
Right, yeah.
Max Payne.
Yeah.
I think mine's
all patchy.
Yeah, because you never grow it out.
Mine is actually patchy, but when you grow it out, the other patches cover some of the patches.
And it learns. Yeah. It's like AI, and it learns. No, but when you go get beard trimmed at the barber, they will pick your little, you know, your blotchy, patchy bits, and they'll, you know, lower the line down until like that's out, and you just keep growing it, and you go back and you grow. It'll fill in.
What's it cost for a beard trim?
$10.
Is it?
Where?
It's cheap. Oakley. There's about 50 barbers.
Do they go a snip above your lip?
Yes.
They do that. Snip, 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 snip.
Yeah, and a little razor blade, and they blade your neck, and they blade your top of the face there. I gave the guy a $15 tip. I was mate, $10. Maybe it was $15. I was like, mate, you're not getting ahead anywhere.
Mm.
For $15. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean. And.
And.
Mm.
So we're rapidly coming up to episode 400.
Mm.
What number's this?
This is 397.
And we've got one in the tank. We've got a Steez in the tank ready to go, which is pretty... It's an episode everyone must listen to.
That's a good one.
Would you say it's going to be a classic, all-time classic?
Yeah, it's a classic. It's a classic.
So
it's taken me 4 hours to edit it.
Well, it's taken about 6 to 18 months to get to this 400. Like, we started on 350, maybe 370, and then we just, like, stopped.
We slowed down for a little piece there in the mids.
That's okay. I must say, it's a formidable effort to come as far as you have.
Come in, sit down, talk, and then the rest of the effort's up to me, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. All hail Tim. Producer, editor.
So episode 400.
Yeah. You're saying we should do a best of.
I do that every 100. You never noticed?
Yes, I've been here.
Yeah, the best of the last 100.
Yeah. So like clips.
Yeah, clip show.
Clip show. Good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Because if you listen to the 100th episode, you don't have to listen to the other 100.
Well, we do just a stock standard 1 hour, or do you want to go hour half?
We'll see. We'll see what the how good was the last 100. That's what we're really going to wonder.
How do you find the funny bits?
It's all funny.
Yeah, but highlighty.
I don't know.
You know, I remember Channel 31 used to do like their variety best of. It'd be like 3 hours of like madness.
Mm.
Like a full variety show.
And what do we do? What are they? Let's give us some tips, because I might
like all you get, like you just like all your guests.
Oh, everyone comes on.
All your guests, and you just bloody go mental.
And we've got Crazy John, because we ran his TV commercial back right at the start of the year.
Mm.
Let's watch the Crazy John TV commercial again.
All right. We're going to go into a little bit of a filler. No killer.
Well, no, because I've got a buddy. I've been called up by a mate who saw that at TGI Fridays, they're doing a Star Wars quiz.
Yes.
All right.
And I've joined the team.
And it just so happens, like two episodes ago, I got given a whole box of Star Wars questions for quizzes.
Yeah, I'm getting a phone call. Should I answer? Hello?
Hello? Yeah, hi. This is Samantha. How are you doing today?
Yeah, great. What do you want?
What do you have? Actually, I'm calling you from Quick Referral Services. And we provide personal loan, car loan, and business loan.
Get five of them.
Yeah, you give me money, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's about loans.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
What country? Where is she calling from?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Quick Referral Services. Yeah. North Sydney.
Okay, you're in Sydney, are you?
Yeah.
Ask the weather.
Okay. Yeah, cool. How's the weather up there?
Sorry?
How's the weather up there?
Very cold outside.
Cold is it?
And for that reason, I'm out. Fucking hell, man. You can't.
I get so many of those a day.
Fucking shits me.
It's very annoying.
It is very annoying. So anyway, I'm doing a Star Wars quiz night, so I need to bone up on me bloody Star Wars.
She might be right though. It says here that it's about 16 degrees in Sydney today.
So it's a little bit chilly.
Oops. I usually lead with "Go fuck your mother, you fucking bitch." By the way, your mum says hi.
Okay, we'll go one for one.
Am I the answer? You're the quiz masters.
We're all going to go around. On the answer. Round, ring a ring of roses.
Okay.
Pocket full of posies. Okay. What is Obi-Wan Kenobi's final promise to Qui-Gon Jinn?
Obi-Wan's promise, I'll look after him. I'll continue his training.
Who?
I will look after Anakin.
His cat.
Ding. Correct.
Ah, there you go. What was the actual answer, though?
To train Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, there you go. That's look after.
Yeah. You said continue his...
training.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say the word training, though. What does Darth Vader say to Luke that Obi-Wan had been wise to hide from him?
That.
Who does Darth Vader say to Luke that Obi-Wan had been wise to hide from him?
His sister? His baby sister.
A sister. What's her name?
Princess Leia.
Correct.
I don't know any of this. Is this training for your quiz show?
Yeah, yeah. You don't know any of them.
Who is carried to safety by Chewbacca after the execution of Order 66?
C-3PO.
No, it's Yoda, mate.
Yoda. Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the prequels, Chewbacca and Yoda hung out.
What happened?
They hung out.
What do you mean?
During the Clone Wars, Chewie and Yoda.
I was thinking Han Solo from
there. Right, forget about it.
They always hang out.
Right. No, but why doesn't he
hung so long?
Why doesn't Chewie say to Han in episode, Blue Moon?
Yes, I know the answer to this.
Correct.
That's not bad.
Oh God, how's this? How does Anakin mount the Reek on Genesis? How does he mount?
From behind.
The Reek.
Tim's squinting. Yeah. He slides down, maybe surfs down something on a ski.
No, you're thinking of Legolas.
Does he jump on it?
Yes, he does. He uses the Force before jumping on it. He uses Force before jumping on it, before he mounts the Reek.
Oh, well, here's one.
Right, the Reek hole.
Star Wars A New Hope. This is a question. This is from Star Wars A New Hope. How many more seasons does Owen Lars say he needs Luke to stay on at the farm?
At least 5 more seasons.
5?
I don't know.
It's a lot, Sean.
Oh, I'll say 3.
Just one more.
Just one more.
Oh, okay. There you go. You know, when you did the Chewbacca voice, it reminded me of, you remember that lady who's had I don't know if it was on the internet or it was a poster somewhere that they put her number and said, call her up and sound like a Chewbacca. And she got all these prank calls.
To win a prize.
Well, someone I know recently that happened to. He's someone I met who's drinking in a local bar.
Mm.
And he hadn't been back for a while. And I said, oh, where's this chap? I haven't seen him in a while because it was not like him to not be at the bar.
Yeah.
And it turned out that the owners of the bar had given him some work, working in a few of their bars around town.
Mm.
And they had another bartender there and they'd started sort of like exchanging pranks.
Uh-oh.
And it turned out that this fella... He rocked up to work one day to do his shift and he's irate. He's like, he's next to losing it. And he's saying his phone's been going off the hook all day with people just calling up going, what's up? And anyways, he's telling the story to his boss at the time and his phone starts ringing again and he just goes postal and he goes out the back to the beer garden and he just starts losing his shit. He throws his phone at the ground, smashes his phone to pieces and he just walks out, doesn't do his shift. And they couldn't find anyone to replace him, and they let him down quite significantly that night. And he came back later that night, expecting to get a beer, and they were like, "Okay, you're not drinking. You just screwed us."
Yeah.
And as he came back, he saw one of the posters there at their bar with the thing, and it turned out there was a poster in a bar at the city, and then there was one there, and it was the guy that he'd been doing pranks with. And I just found it to be a fascinating story how and he'd never been back to any of the bars that they owned since.
Right.
So what they've put a poster, someone's put a poster up, call this number and say what's up.
Call this number, say what's up, and
win a beer.
And not I mean, talk about an effective prank. It didn't just frustrate him. It cost him his job. And it cost him like
phone.
Six quality bars to drink at.
Yeah. Smashed his phone. Had to change his number.
His phone. Yeah, that's right.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's up.
Yeah. Have you done any cool pranks?
Not a prankster.
Do you pranks each other?
No, I stopped. I stopped. The last prank I did on Tim was the last one I'd ever do.
Was that bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't play the scare game either because inevitably you get scared more on the backsies.
Yeah, that's right. Or it goes around, comes around.
Mm. When does it end?
Yeah, that's right.
It ends in...
Like an orgy. When does that end?
Well, an eye for an eye.
Who's last to leave?
An eye for an eye makes us both blind.
who locks the door on the way out of the orgy? Seriously. I've always wondered that.
Well, in Roman times, the orgy is always open for
business. And the person that does that, are they the winner or the loser?
Or the proprietor.
I think you win the orgy if you're the last one. No, you've lost the orgy if you're the last one.
I don't know. We'll have to do a what is it? You really must go.
Mm. Yeah, to an orgy.
Speaking of orgies, what colour was Qui-Gon Jinn's lightsaber?
Red.
Incorrect.
Green.
You want to field that one?
What about
blue, red, orange, green?
Green is right in front of you.
I can't see that far.
Can't see green from that side.
Who says of Luke, he's got too much of his father in him? Hopefully not at the orgy.
Yoda?
Bolaz?
Who?
B-E-R-U? Laz. Brulaz? Star Wars sucks, man.
I'm just gonna flip it up before we go because I agree with you there. But I mean, I don't really. I just think everything sucks generally.
Sure. Mm.
But Star Wars Jeopardy.
Mm.
What is Kamino?
Kamino is
no. You got to answer in Jeopardy.
Oh.
No, you just got to give Kamino. You're gonna give the answer.
Yeah, you do.
Give the answer.
Kamino.
Offshore
what
clone,
is
clone factory.
What is offshore clone factory?
It is the planet that Lama Su Prime Minister is from.
Okay, I'll give you the answer. I'll give you the answer.
Kamino?
I'll give you the answer. You have to answer it as a Jeopardy. So as what is a...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. That's how it goes, yeah.
So the answer is two.
Two.
What is a number after one?
How many Siths are there at any given time?
No. How many suns does Luke see in Tatooine sky?
Ah.
And then I'll get Tatooine.
What is?
it is the sand planet.
What is the sand planet?
It's close. But you're wrong.
What is the desert?
Is what planet is Jabba's palace located? So you're very wrong there. Never again shall we play the Star Wars quiz. I think we've rinsed it. No, there's hundreds and hundreds of
I've done them all.
Terrible questions.
I've done them all back and forth, back to Boba Fett.
Hey,
what is?
Yes.
A Mandalorian.
No.
It's a stringed instrument. What about bells?
Okay.
What of them?
Well, nobody's doing bells anymore. Everyone's doing beeps.
Yeah, no one's done them since LL Cool J.
Well, Piffy.
Lots of bells.
Yeah.
Piffy did.
Oh, Piffy did bells.
From Hey Hey It's Saturday.
Oh, he was bells.
He was a bell ringer.
I thought for a minute he was glasses.
Oh, yeah.
But he was bells.
Piffy was the bellboy.
Yeah, right.
They got rid of all the bells.
I've heard that.
World War II, they said, we need the bells for metal.
Yeah. What do you think about that? They said because they're like, their bells are healing and they got rid of them.
Yeah, get rid of them.
Talking about
Can't have these people healing and whatnot.
No.
Talking about that, I use the singing bowls and all that sort of stuff to get into the chakra stuff.
Sure.
And there's word that there's like... frequencies associated with the chakras, and that's to this 40-32 reference.
Yeah.
They say that the that they changed that to 440 hertz because it was less healing. But I was looking at some...
Yeah, music is recorded in 440 hertz now, like now, the shitty music we hear. And then, and beforehand,
but
it was, what, a 332 or something?
432. And I've been looking at ambient sort of drone sense to assist with that sort of thing that I'm doing. And so, like, I've been... It's really hard to find if you can tune the synths to 432 hertz. And I broke my AI cherry recently this week, and I also broke my cherry of making a comment on a YouTube video. And I just commented on a synth demonstration and said, "Can you tune this to 432 hertz?" And without answering my question, he said, "Interesting," and posted a link to basically this thing debunking that whole 432 hertz thing and saying basically that was actually... So the conspiracy theory is that it was changed by the Rockefellers from 440 hertz to 432 hertz.
Did hear that.
And this video was saying basically 432 hertz was invented by the Nazis.
There you go.
Well, they were trying to get in contact with all sorts of aliens and stuff. That, yeah.
When you originally said the singing bowl, is that what you call it? Yeah. Singing bowl. I thought that was a drunk man's toilet. The bowl you sing your sick into.
So that's...
So what is... Can't we just record in...
Camino.
Oh. What is... Can't you, Tim, as a producer, DJ and mixologist, can't you record in any hertz you want? How does it work? Like...
Well, it's basically a reference. So, like, notes, all notes are on any scale are the same distance between each other. It's where you set the initial reference point to.
So the hertz is, sorry to interrupt, hertz is like the space in between the up and the down.
Yeah.
Like in between the frequencies. So, so what happens if you get kicked in the bowl by a frequency? It hurts.
You ask for more, please. Can I have some more, please? You're at the wrong orgy. Oh, look at this.
Oh, the orgy's over, is it?
Yeah, I think the orgy's over. We've got more questions than answers, to be honest with you. I would like to... Hear a 440 hertz, 432 hertz, 469 hertz. I want to know what it's all about. Because you do know, when you do ring out one of the healing bowls or whatever, it does give you some sort of a internal chakra clamp, like scrape out.
It gives you a sharp chakra in the...
In my kundalini.
Chartreusery in the kundalini. Hey, next time I come in, I'll bring some bowls in.
That's great. That's not good. Those bowls. Not the cone bowls.
A bowl to put your keys in, and we'll see who wins the orgy.
Yeah. Did you back mustard too?
You might not have heard one of the last episodes with the bong along.
Did you do the bong along?
Oh, okay, you must listen to that.
You haven't played
segment.
The saxophone in my house for years.
Very interesting where you just sing. The bongs, the bowls. Anyway, never mind.
Okay.
Never mind. I think I'm coming off the skids.
Well, I must say, I mean, I didn't come in here very, very well prepared, but it was an absolute pleasure to be back in the booth.
And also, thanks for coming in. And Taco, thanks for having us and recording and doing all the bloody work after we've gone. And
it's a lot of work.
All the editing and whatnot. Time
ran. A lot of work. Also, a big shout out to my old man, John Boy.
How's he going?
He's still hanging in there.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Good on him.
And bit of love and prayers.
Always. Yeah. And
he's hanging in there. He's doing well. He's a fighter.
Well, hopefully he's listening right now, having a good laugh.
Yeah.
Hopefully there was some laughs in there.
See how we go. Well, it's been a pleasure. Like Sean said, Timmy was edging towards. I think we've reached our limits.
You can hear the music there.
I can definitely smell it. And please join us at episode 400 and all the ones leading up to it.
And also with you.
I'm Jezbot.
I'm Divin Darko.
And I'm Sean Enough.
Peace.
They hop, they duck, they climb, they go through two at a time.
Your
jumping the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
Leap over the turnstile.
Hop over the turnstile. I had a technique. It was like a ninja.
Jumping the turnstile.
And it's no small thing.
People have to jump the turnstile.
I definitely know the turnstile.
Jumping the turnstile.
I definitely would do it once, twice, I would do it over again.
Whenever I believe I don't have to do it, but I do it, I get away because
and there was no one there, so I figured it'd be just easier to jump the turnstile.
Well, I've jumped some fairs in my day.
I definitely jumped the turnstile a few times.
Jumping. Turnstile instead of just paying a $2.25.
That little technique, I pull the turnstile back. Like that, boom, boom. My upper body's not moving, just my leg.
Jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
The turnstile. We are the antibacterial wipes. This don't even look sanitary.